Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Hello, I am Tortoise Managing Director and Portfolio Manager Rob Thummel with this week's Tortoise Quick Take Podcast, highlighting the top energy events of last week. Of course, Hurricane Harvey was the biggest story affecting the entire country last week, and our hearts go out to all of the people impacted by Harvey. Now, Harvey wreaked havoc on many critical energy assets along the Gulf Coast last week. So let's start with the latest update on Harvey's impact across the energy value chain. Starting with the upstream sector, as of yesterday, September 4th, approximately 1% of total U.S. oil and natural gas production was not operating. That represents approximately 121,000 barrels per day of oil and 259 MMCF per day of natural gas from offshore production in the Gulf of Mexico that is not operating at the present time. Earlier in the week, a significant amount of production from the Eagle Ford Shale was temporarily suspended, but that lasted only a few days. In general, Harvey has had little impact on the oil and gas production volumes in the U.S. In the midstream sector, the most significant energy infrastructure asset impacted was the Colonial Pipeline. The Colonial Pipeline is a refined product pipeline that extends 5,500 miles from Houston to the New York Harbor, delivering products such as gasoline to many large populations along the East Coast. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, the pipeline is expected to begin delivering gasoline and diesel from Houston-based refineries starting today, Tuesday, September 5th. Most critical energy infrastructure assets negatively impacted last week appear to be operational as of now. For instance, Magellan's BridgeTex and Longhorn crude oil pipelines that transport almost 700,000 barrels per day of oil production from the Permian Basin to Houston were temporarily shut down last week due to flooding. These pipelines are now fully operational. Another key port, the Houston Ship Channel, has resumed operations. This is important as the Ship Channel serves as a key location for exporting U.S.-produced crude oil and natural gas liquids, such as propane. Lastly, in the downstream sector, 8 refineries in the Gulf Coast remain shut down. These refineries have a combined refining capacity of 2.1 million barrels per day, representing 11% of U.S. refining capacity. In addition, 8 other refineries have begun the process of restarting after being shut down last week. These refineries have a combined capacity of 1.8 million barrels per day, representing 10% of total U.S. refining capacity. So, what impact will Harvey have on the energy sector and energy stocks? All indications are that most of the facilities will be up and running in days, with some taking a few weeks to return to full operational status. Therefore, we believe that the operational impact on key assets will be minimal. There doesn't appear to be any significant structural damage reported by the companies that we invest in. The most significant impact on stock prices will likely be from commodity price movements. Crude oil prices could decline as demand for almost 4 million barrels of crude oil has temporarily been suspended due to refinery shutdowns. Of course, the demand will return as refiners refill refined product inventories. In the meantime, crude oil inventories will likely increase after falling for 9 consecutive weeks. Natural gas prices could weaken as well as inventories rise due to many industrial facilities that are fueled by natural gas taking a few weeks to restart. Refining margins are expected to increase as gasoline prices increase due to declines in refined product inventories. Let's take a quick look at how commodity prices responded to Harvey last week. Crude oil prices fell by 0.7% last week, while natural gas prices declined by 1%. Wholesale gasoline prices experienced the largest move, increasing by 5%. MLPs led the rally in the energy sector, with the Tortoise MLP Index rising by 3% and the S&P 500 Energy Select Sector Index increasing by approximately 1%. Lastly, Harvey overshadowed some significant news out of the EIA related to U.S. crude oil production volumes. Last week, the EIA released its 914 data that is widely considered a more accurate assessment of monthly U.S. crude oil production. The EIA 914 indicated that June oil production was 9.1 million barrels per day, which is 73,000 barrels lower than May. The weekly EIA data that oil traders so eagerly await had previously indicated that June production was 9.3 million barrels per day. So clearly the weekly data appears to be overstating U.S. production. The U.S. is on pace to grow oil production by 600,000 barrels per day, which is less than the million barrels per day that many are expecting. Lower than expected U.S. production growth, along with the continued decline in U.S. oil inventories, should help boost oil prices once the temporary effects of Harvey cycle through the weekly data. Those are the highlights from last week. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseinvest.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.